Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
I want to talk a little bit about parenting as rocket science. In fact, what I really want to talk about is how parenting isn't rocket science. We have overcomplicated parenting to the point where we're having conversations that last forever. We're reading books that go on and on. We are listening to podcasts and following people on social media, and it feels all overwhelming, and we are consuming so much. And what the analogy that comes to mind, it's like we have bought 20 chocolate cakes and we are just eating and eating and eating, expecting to find something different and more in the next one. And actually, it's just more of the same. It's just more chocolate cake, and it becomes overwhelming and in some ways sickening. So really, what I see as parenting is the basics. Love them, connect with them, spend time with them, put your phone down, get to know them, really, really connect, look them in the eyes, enjoy them. Get the basics right in terms of manners, routines, and the way things happen, the way your family does things. Get that right. Get it right in yourself first, and then model it for your children and expect it of them. Get eating right, get manners right, get play right, get exercise right, get sleep right. Get your priorities right. Work and homework in school are important. Friends are important. Family is important. Conversation is important. All of those things are just the same things rewashed every single day. Say good morning like you love them. Say good night in the same way. Get them to brush their teeth and brush their hair and wash their bodies. Get them to eat food that nourishes them and feeds their brain. Hug them when it's hard. Love them when it's hard. Have dinner at the dinner table. Go for long walks. Talk to them when you're in the car. Celebrate their wins. Talk to them about their mistakes. Love them at every moment. It's not that hard. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Connect with them. Love them. And do for them what you hope they will do for themselves when they're older. Nourish them, their brains, their bodies, their stomachs, their hearts, their minds. Nourish them. And it doesn't have to be all the time. You are a parent only when your child is around. Other than that, you're an adult and a partner and a friend and an exerciser and a meditator and a sleeper. You're all of those things. Parenting is just one part. But when you're in the role of parenting, do your absolute best, because that makes all the difference. Not the thousands of cakes that you eat in the hopes that you find the one that's going to unlock something, because then we tend to find it in a pill bottle maybe, or the answer is in the therapy room. No, the medication and the therapists and the teachers and the doctors, even the friends, they all support what you're doing, but you're the one that has to do it. And when your child is giving you a hard time, it's probably because you're not coping. To find a way for you to cope so that you can give your child what they need from your parenting role. And then try to model them, model for them in all your other roles. And I'm a parent of young adults in their 20s. And I have to tell you, sometimes you're crossing your fingers and holding your thumbs that it works out okay. And it doesn't always work out okay. But know that you tried your best and you did the basics. Doesn't have to be complicated. Just be a good person and be a good parent. You can do it.